It's not a big motorcycle, just a groovy little motorbike. It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys, that two-wheel ride. We're going into the hills or anywhere you want to decide. First gear, it's a ride. Second gear, and I'll tie. Third gear, you're right. Faster, it's alright.
Thank you. No, sir. No, sir. I wasn't ready. It caught me. That never happens. It's WMFO. I'm Mike, 10:05 in the morning. And yeah, the last song of the last set just stopped, and I was like thinking about something else. So sometimes that happens. It's live radio, you know. Welcome to it. Welcome to July 1st as well. Looking outside, it continues to be weird. It's sort of partly sunny, hazy, and very sticky. And that's kind of the way it's going to be. You know, there's going to be some pop-up showers and stuff over the long weekend, but nothing we're not used to so far. So enjoy your long weekend and be safe as well. All right, let me tell you what I played in that set. I started with This Day in History, a local Boston band, actually from Lynn, and that's brand new from them, called Captain Cooper. And you never know why these things get played, but This Day in History, I thought of history, and I thought, oh, local history, Jay Giles Band. Haven't heard that in a while. Remember how huge that record was, Love Stinks, in 2006? Huge, just huge. I think it was before that, too. That must have been a remaster or something. Come Back from Jay Giles Band. And Wings, well, this one's twofold. That's got the history and going back. From Venus and Mars in 1975, that was Junior's Farm, and I played that because I heard Glowbox, who ended our last set with a live track from Live Day. I heard them, they do great, absolutely great covers. So I heard them cover that twice, once at Sally O'Brien's, during a just a setup for the band to test the sound, and they threw it in the set, or put it carefully, gingerly in the set when I saw them last weekend. Just wonderful stuff, both from Paul McCartney and Wings and Glowbox Junior's Farm. Yo La Tengo from 1997, great record they put out called I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One, called Little Honda, and some brand new noise to end the set. Devin Allman, along with Donovan Frankenreiter, brand new record called Rollers, that was Acapulco Gold. All right, I've got some brand new noise from Justine and the Uncleans' latest, and as I say, sadly, the last record from this great band. Rest in power, Justine, miss you. It's called The Single Light. It is gorgeous and brilliant, and this is another track from that record. It's new noise. It's called When I Stop Loving You. It's Justine the Unclean. New noise. It's WMFO.
Pretty little song she sings. I stop. When I stopped loving you, I knew I had to pay what's due. I gave myself to the wind, gave myself to the mob that rules. When I stopped loving you, there was nothing that I could do. When I stopped loving you, I know you're still lonely, but it don't mean a goddamn thing. I know you're still lonely, but it don't mean a goddamn thing. I know you're still lonely, but it don't mean a goddamn thing.
things I don't want to tell you. Every little thing's all right. What I was before and where I was last night. Always things. Always things. Always things. Things I try to tell you but come out oh so wrong. Seem to feel pretty good. They seem to last pretty long.
We'll be right back. Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
WMFO right here in Medford, 10:25 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I've been here since 9. I will be here until 11 when Jane will come in here from Something About the Women and kick me out. That's, look, it's just the truth. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. She's awesome. All right, so that set had the following things in it. It had two new noises. I'm going to tell you about them. The first one started the set, as I mentioned, Justine and the Unclean. Their latest album is The Signal Light. It's just so brilliant. I'm trying to play everything from it. And every week I'm like arguing with myself, but which one should I play? Because everything's really good. It's such a great effort. And I chose that one, When I Stopped Loving You, Justine and the Unclean. Next was Owen Beverly from 2003 effort, an EP called The Drunk Lover EP. Not Lever, but Lover. The Drunk Lover EP. That was called For Mia. Paul Westerberg, the great, awesome, wonderful Paul Westerberg, from 1993's record called 14 Songs. That was one of them. That was Things. Neil Francis from 2022, a record he called Sentimental Garbage, and I love that. What a great title for a record. It's called Don't Want You to Know. Sorry, I made myself laugh there. And the last song was indeed A New Noise, a collaboration from two of our favorites, Linnaeus Garden, Carissa Johnson. Together, I believe, they recorded that out in Brooklyn, which is becoming the new thing since Carissa moved out there, at least part-time anyway. But brand new single from Linnaeus Garden along with Carissa Johnson that was In the City. All right, I've gotten more new noise, and it is a local guy named Baxter Hall. And this is brand new called Apple Pie AF. I don't know, and I'm not going to guess what the AF is. You know what I'm thinking. Anyway, brand new noise. Baxter Hall, it's Apple Pie AF, WMFO.
Let's go do it, get to it. Make love like it ain't got nothing to it. Let's go do it, get to it. Make love like it ain't got nothing to it. Watching you for a while, I really dig your style. You're in my head and now you're in my bed and now you're in my life. Whoa, don't need a kitchen to cook up something special. I can be your Robert and you can be my Ethel. Let's go do it, get to it. Make love like it ain't got nothing to it. It's so easy loving you. It's so easy loving you. It's so easy loving. We don't need a kitchen to cook up something special. You can be the pie and I can be the apple. Let's go do it, get to it. Make love like it ain't got nothing to it. Thank you.
take that Johnny D shirt down. Just like every club in this ghost town.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm gonna tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm gonna tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
WMFO 10:45 in the morning. I am Mike, and it's WMFO Medford. And let's see, I just finished that very last set, and I saw Jane walk through the door. So yeah, Jane's here today for something about the women. She'll be talking to you from 11 to 1 today, so stick around. Okay, let's see, that last set featured a couple of tings. I started off with new noise from Mr. Baxter Hall. A brand new single from him called Apple Pie AF. The second song was the late, great Robert Palmer from back in 1985. He had a very successful effort called Riptide. That was I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. The Peppermint Kicks. Can't believe the Peppermint Kicks, which is Dan Kopko and Sal Baglio. I can't believe it was 2021 when that debut record came out, self-titled. That was an ode to Johnny D's called Johnny D's, Play It Again. The English Beat, going back a ways, from a 2012 retrospective called Keep the Beat, the very best of the English Beat. That was Best Friend. And my guests last week, the Midnight Callers, New York's own power pop sensation. They've got a great record that just came out called Rattled Humming Heart. And that was Step! Exclamation point, as we established last week. Great band. Saw them play last week, too. Just proficient and great people. And pick up that record, Rattled Humming Heart by the Midnight Callers. Okay, I just got a couple of minutes to go, so I'm going to play some stuff for you, starting with New Noise from one of my favorites, Wolf Van Halen, a.k.a. Mammoth WVH. His new record is called Mammoth 2. And this is an epic kind of a thing. It's awesome. Called Take a Bow. It's New Noise, WMFO.
There's no need to worry. I'm not in a hurry, babe. Oh no, I know that fate will bring you to me. Oh, 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 oh. There's simply no question.
It's WMFO in Medford, just about 10:57 in the morning. I'm Mike, been with you since about 9 a.m. And like I said, Jane's here. She's going to kick me out. That's what she does. But
I'm not going to kick you out.
You're not?
No.
I can stay here forever?
Be careful. As long as you turn over that board to me.
Yeah, I knew it.
Ha ha ha.
I knew it.
Great show this morning, Mike.
Right.
As
thank
always.
You. So, thank you. I was speaking with a lisp.
I inspire that sometimes.
Yeah. So Mammoth WVH was our new noise. Wolf Van Halen from his latest called Mammoth 2. That was Take a Bow. 7 minutes of awesomeness. Just a great talent. What a kid. He's 20-something. He's a kid to me. But he plays every instrument on the planet, and that's what he does.
Inherited his parents' talents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just finished off that short set with Girl with a Hawk, Linda Vienne's new band. And The Romantics, such a great song.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, really nice job there.
I'm like,
there.
You know, tapping my foot over here. Great show. And you're going to see her today, right?
I am. I'm going to the Collectibles Extravaganza down in Boxborough. It's an all-day thing. You can buy all sorts of stuff, hence the name. Mm-hmm. But there's also great performances from all these local people. Sal Baglio will be there. Linda, as you said, will be there. Mock Bell is playing with his new band. So it's just going to be fun.
That's great.
Just a nice thing to do today.
Yeah.
Long weekend. Didn't I mention that? Probably didn't.
Super long weekend, actually.
Super
well,
duper.
For some people, it's a super long weekend.
I don't have Monday off.
You don't?
But it's going to be a quiet
day. Yeah, Monday's going to be a placeholder day, I think.
I'm going to get some stuff done.
Yeah, why not?
Whatever. I'll like yell and scream about that I have to do it, but
yeah,
whatever.
But it's going to be a GSD day.
Okay.
Get stuff done. Get stuff done.
I don't know. I don't know about making up your own acronyms. I'm not sure about
that. There's so many floating
that.
Around out there, Mike. You know, I am not young and I am not hip, but I love how the kids do the acronyms sometimes. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they say that?
No.
See?
No.
You're making my point.
No. Yeah.
All right. So Jane is here today. And when you're here, we have a six pack at noon. What's that about, Jane?
So, Mike, you know, it's been 2 months since I've been here because I wasn't able to do the show in June. And I know.
I announced you a couple of weeks ago and then no.
And no, Ryan
was
here.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Ryan, show number 14, subbing for us.
Yep.
We love Ryan. We love when he subs in.
Mm-hmm.
And what it meant was there was all this stuff that happened between my last show in May and now. So we're doing a six-pack of, I believe they call them Lucy's. I don't drink beer, but apparently if you went into a package store when I was growing up and you went into the package store, you could pick up six bottles and make your own six-pack. So we're doing a six-pack of Lucy's today, inspired by various things that have happened in the last 2 months that are top of mind for me.
That has nothing to do with I love Lucy's.
No, it does not. It is L-O-O-S-I-E.
Okay, I'm just clarifying. Yeah.
It's going to be wicked eclectic. And and then we're going to round out the rest of the second hour. Today is Canada Day, so we're going to feature Canadian women